Hello, and welcome to the Notary Gem Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing ideas, strategies, and techniques to help grow your business and improve your life. Now, with more than one decade of business experience, your host, Renee Detman, the Notary Gem.
Hello, this is Ms. Renee, another episode of the Notary Gem Podcast, and I have someone that is just amazing in the notary industry, and we all love them, okay? So let me just give you a little bit of breakdown. We have this episode all week, every week, dropping on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and also iHeartRadio. So make sure you check in and just look up the next Notary Gems that we're dropping this week. So this week, we're going to talk a little bit about accounting, bookkeeping, maybe a little bit of taxation, and just like, who is the person that we're interviewing this week? So let's introduce who you are. We got Notary Gadget, you guys. Can you believe it? Notary Gadget up in the house. All those softwares that you have heard about. This is one that is true to my heart. And I want you to introduce the founder of it. What is your name? Who are you? Where do you live? And how can we be a part of Notary Gadget? And what is Notary Gadget?
Hi, so my name is Steve Bjorkman. I'm the CEO and founder of Notary Gadget. I live in Michigan, which is kind of a weird place for a tech company, but that's okay. We're trying to grow the tech space in Michigan, so it's a good thing. But Notary Gadget is kind of what we call an all-in-one manage your business as a notary software. So it originally was founded as an accounting software for notaries, but we wanted to add in some more functionality. And also, as many of you know, who have been notaries for a very long period of time, accounting is kind of integrated with everything that you do. You know, obviously the number one thing you have to do as a notary, other than notarize documents, is you got to make sure you get paid, because otherwise there's no point really, you know, notarizing people's documents. So that's how we originally founded it, you know, over 10 years ago. And, you know, from there, it's just been constant user feedback and whatnot that's sort of grown it into what it is today, which is what I say is sort of a kind of a manage your entire notary business in one sort of software. So it does so many different things now, you know, full accounting, you know, you can keep and store receipts now, you can, you know, automatically send invoices, you can set up appointment reminders for your customers, you know, you can just do so many different things. Tracking all your notarial acts, automatically calculates mileage, you know, you can send canned routines to your customers and to your signers. You know, it's just so much. Anything that we can think of that we can automate to make your life easier is essentially what Notary Gadget does for you as a notary.
I agree so much. I definitely agree with that when it comes to automation. And one of the things that I know that a lot of softwares don't have in the notary industry, one of the things you came out with an automation, correct? Automation to make sure like journal entry and putting invoices into the system a little bit easier. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did that makes why notaries love your platform?
Sure. So there's a bunch of things. So the first one was, and this kind of started a long time ago, especially back in the day when every, you know, title company and escrow company needed an invoice. You know, now there's a lot of signing platforms out there that many of them use that kind of does the invoicing for them. But there's still, you know, tons of title and escrow companies out there that don't do it. So they need to have an invoice from you on record. So one of the big things that Notary Gadget does is when you enter in a signing, it's automatically creating your invoice for you. So it's already there. And then all you literally have to do is to hit one button, hit send, and it automatically sends the invoice to them in a PDF format and everything. So they instantly have it. And then also by doing so, when you're entering in that signing, it's tracking whether or not you're getting paid. So again, it's pulling everything back to the, you know, back to the accounting portion of it. Now, that's one of the many automation things. The other one is, like I said, you can automatically set up a canned appointment reminder email and text message to go out to your signers so that it will automatically send it to them and say, hey, just a reminder, here's the details of the signing. Like all of that, you don't have to type any of that stuff out anymore. It automatically sends it. You set it up as like a default. Whenever you enter in a new signing, you say, hey, I wanted to send the day before at, you know, or so many hours before, and the system automatically does all of that stuff for you. And then there's the other one where one of our more recent ones is the ability to automatically import your order. So one of the pains that everybody had was that you had to manually type in all the information from your orders, which, you know, any of you are busy notaries, that takes a lot of work. So now what you can do is you can simply forward in your order confirmation emails to automation@notarygadget.com, and it automatically pulls all the data from them, or as much as we can from the confirmations, and pre-fills them into your orders and queues them up for you to then convert those orders into what we call signings. And then from, you know, the signings, again, I get more of the automation as it automatically calculates the mileage to and from signings, to and from previous signings, to and from home. So you don't have to even use a mileage tracker to do all of that stuff anymore. So there's like, essentially you just click on a little icon and say, oh, I want to use this one, done. And then it automatically calculates all your tax deductions for it and so on and so forth. So those are probably the big highlights of the automation that's involved in Notary Gadget, at least as of today. We're always trying to find new ways to automate even more.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you hit it in the nail, but we went too fast. Like, I think what people didn't capture is that you don't have to really do much. You get an email notification that you got an order, you forward it over to Notary Gadget, and boom, you press the button if you want to accept it to bring in to one of the orders that you have. It's just that easy, you guys. Like, forget everything. And one of the things that I teach on at the Sustainable Notary Academy is that it's easy to do when it comes to having a system. A lot of notaries run around and they don't have systems, right? It's a lot to take in the marketing, the actual operation of the business, the accounting, the taxation. And it can be overwhelmed to someone that's new to entrepreneurship. I remember back in 2018, I was just like, I know nothing about marketing. How am I supposed to make money? Like, I don't know nothing about sales. They didn't teach me that. They just taught me how to take care of books, being a corporate accountant, right? So this can be overwhelming. And literally, Notary Gadget brought in something that just makes our lives a little bit easier. So for those that don't really have an accounting system, still on paper, still on that, this is really a great system to look at, right? And I think that you have something that's great for everyone, right? Like, what if they're like hesitant about paying for the system? What do you have for those new user that hasn't really used anything for? Is there like a subscription or a time frame that they can like start it?
Yeah, so absolutely. So, you know, most software platforms have like a free trial period where they say, hey, you can use it for 30 days or something like that. So ours is a little bit more unique than that. So we don't do a time-based one because we know as a new notary, like, you might get a signing today and you might not get another one for 2 weeks, right? So, you know, at the end of doing two signings, are you really going to be convinced, hey, maybe this is really worth it and should I pay for it? So what we do is we do 15 free signings. So whether that takes you, you know, a week or whether that takes you 2 years, it doesn't matter. Your account stays free until then. And you don't put a credit card in or anything like that first and it automatically bills you. You wait and then your 16th one, the system will prompt you and say, hey, you've used up your free signings. Do you want to, you know, do you want to become a paid user? And then you have some options to, you know, do a month to month, you know, where if you don't like it next month, that's fine. Cancel it. And, you know, you're only out a month, which is, you know, only $9.95. And it's actually not even really that expensive if you factor in that it's a tax deductible expense too. But, you know, you can either do that or you can do a yearly subscription or even a 3-year subscription for those, you know, of our users who have been with us for a very, very long time. That's what they end up doing because you get a better deal on it. So the whole idea is to make it, like, we'll show you, it'll even calculate how much money you're saving by using the system too. That's like one of the big things that we try to show you, you know, and many people who have their own systems or they're using Excel, there's, you know, a couple of big downsides to that. And the first one is come tax time. So come tax time, like, you're going to have to take all of that information, put it together in some sort of format that you can take and hand to an accountant or a tax preparer, and they understand, you know, what they're looking at. Whereas with Notary Gadget, you click a button and boom, you generate your profit and loss. And that's exactly what you give to an accountant. It's broken out exactly the way they need it for their taxes. And even more importantly is tracking your notarial acts. And that's probably the biggest downside that I've always seen from people who have like their own systems or they're doing Excel is that many don't know that you should even be tracking your notarial acts, and then they don't understand how it affects your self-employment tax, which is, you know, I don't want to veer off too far on it. Maybe it's a good time to touch base on this subject actually, but one of the big things that notaries don't understand is that every person who is self-employed has to pay essentially three taxes. You have your federal income tax, which basically everybody in the US pays. You have state income tax, which you pay if you live in a state that has state income taxes, which most do. And then you have something in addition to that that you wouldn't normally know about unless you're self-employed. And when you're a notary, you're considered self-employed. And that's called self-employment tax. And that's designed to make up for the Social Security tax that you would normally get taken out of your check when you work for a company, when you're an employee. So when you're self-employed, the IRS hits you with self-employment tax, and it's 15.3% of your net profit. And that's a big chunk of change. So what essentially happens is people don't know that as a notary, one of the greatest tax benefits you get is the amount of income that you generate from doing notarial acts. And that's not the entire amount of income that you get. So for example, if you did a signing for $100 and you do three notarial acts, and in your state, you're allowed to do, you know, a notarial act, you can only charge $10 for. Each state has its own limit. That $30 of that $100 is not subject to self-employment tax. So this adds up to huge tax savings. And I say huge, like if you're doing any kind of regular notary work, like this can add up to easily over $10,000 in tax savings a year. Like it is huge. So, you know, a lot of people don't know when they're using their own systems or using Excel or something like that, like they're not tracking that. And even if they're tracking it, if they're even tracking how much they put, they've got to be able to apply that to how their net income is calculated. Then in addition to that, you have to be able to make sure you're showing that on whatever report that you give to your accountant or tax preparer. And then in addition to that, you got to make sure your accountant or tax preparer even knows that that exists.
Exactly. I'll get into that one because you can do all of this work and then you can tell them once and they can ignore it and then they won't do it. So how do you even look for to make sure that they applied it?
Exactly. And that's the big thing. And that's what our, like the report that we, that you use for your taxes, our profit and loss report, it lays all that out there. It even tells them the publication number on the report that they need to look at to go do it.
They don't read.
Yep.
They don't know why, because they never heard it. Because notaries don't make money, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what all CPAs think. Notaries don't make six figures. Notaries don't make money. They don't make half of six figures, right? They don't make four figures, right? Notary is just a little lady in the bank, right?
Right.
So it's about educating not just notaries in general, but educating what a notary should say to their CPA. I tell notaries all the time, CPAs are great, but enroll agents are even better because they specialize in taxation. Every CPA don't specialize in taxation. So they know auditing as a CPA, they know financial statements as a CPA, but they don't specialize in taxation. But when it comes to enrolled agent, they specialize in it. There's three people in the world that can literally represent us in the eyes of the IRS. It's attorneys, CPAs, and enrolled agent. And enrolled agent is looked at from, it's a certificate that you get from the IRS if you're one. And so that's what I tell a lot of time. Enrolled agent ain't going to miss out on that, but a CPA possibly will. And it depends on like how much income that you're bringing in. People like to run to a CPA, but I'm not saying to go to or to not. It's just the fact of the matter is know how much money are you bringing in to spend those top dollars with a CPA. That makes sense. Know that they're educated in what you're doing, because only two people in the world, like you said, two people in the world get that exemption, right? It's not a deduction, it's exemption. And it's ministers and notaries, because we're public servants.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you bring up that topic, because one of the things I always tell people is if there's one thing you get out of this podcast, regardless of whether you ever use Notary Gadget, it's one thing and one thing only that I think is the most important. When you go to do your taxes and you have somebody do it, the first thing you should ask is, do you have any experience doing taxes for notaries? And if they say yes, then I would say, great. Can you explain to me how notarial acts affect self-employment tax? And if they can't give you a good detailed answer, you should move on and find somebody else, because it's going to be an uphill battle from there to try to, because you're going to have to essentially educate them on how it works. And then just like Renee said, you're going to have to hope that they actually put it on the tax form. Because even if they tell you they understand it, if they don't put it in there, you literally lose out on thousands and thousands of dollars. Like a quick math to give you guys a good example that are listening. If you made $40,000 in profit as a Notary Gadget in 1 year, that's 15% of taxes that you would have to pay on that if they screw up and don't put those notarial acts in there correctly. That's $6,000 of money that you're going to come out of your checkbook that shouldn't be coming out if they don't do it correctly. So it's so important that you whoever you ever have do your taxes, that you always ask them that question and make sure they give you a good detailed answer. Because if they say, oh yeah, I do it, and they're like, oh yeah, it affects, you know, it says, oh yeah, it reduces your taxes, I would be like, well, how does it reduce my taxes? Like, you want to grill them a little bit. I mean, you should be, you're paying them. You should feel comfortable in knowing that they know what they're talking about.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that that is nothing but amazing. And one of the things that I wanted to give people another notary gem is always get familiar with Schedule SE, not just Schedule C, right? You compare Schedule C with your profit and loss, but Schedule SE is where you're going to write your notary exemption off. So make sure in Schedule SE, line 2 is where you're going to really see, and line 3 is where you're going to see if they actually applied or not. So sometimes accountants are sweet talkers, right? But you want to make sure that the sweet talk actually go into the actual tax form. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about our membership program that we just launched this year, girl, Renee. And I just want to say, under Sustainable Notary Academy is where we have our $37 membership program that we're launching August 1st. So get ready, because we are bringing something that has not been brought before, and it's going to be nothing but amazing. So we have things that are going to be going on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, literally, and every Saturday we're going to bring in such cool things. So from taxation to accounting to professional handholding to classrooms, we want to make sure you get the content before you actually do anything else in the morning. So all of this stuff is going to be early morning, and we can't wait. We have recording, we have so much. We want to make sure that your sustainability starts with us, right? And I'm the type of person that I always take feedback. One of the things is constructive feedback is what I'm looking for. What's not working? What is working? What do you want to know more about, right? How do you really become an entrepreneur? Right? You're not getting orders, we have the accelerator. You're not knowing what to sign up for, we have the Excel sheet. You're talking about, I don't understand this, accounting, bookkeeping, we got the bulletproof for you. We have everything jam-packed into our membership program, and it's affordable. And it's no contract, you can cancel at any time if you want, right? But we're gonna be going for a long time, right? For this. So I wish that this is something that I didn't have to talk to this person, that person about. Well, you have it all in your course, and it's a professional handholding program. So if you want to learn, you want to scale your business, you want to know more than just a notary, but an entrepreneurship, and be sustainable and jam-packed. And if you're not leaning handholding, trust me, this membership program is great. It's great because of the fact that we have recordings too. So it's a hybrid also. So I hope that you get a little bit of access to it and join down below. The show notes are going to tell you a lot about how to get to it, but go to sustainablenotaryacademy.com and you'll be able to get access. So I'm so glad that you talked about that, but I want to push back. Like, are you an accountant? Are you a, notary? Have you ever been? Like, I want to know a little bit about you, the guy behind the software, sure. Right? Like, we're just curious. Let's play like Jeopardy, right?
Yeah.
So one of the questions that I have is, are you a notary? Are you an accountant? Like, who are you? And why?
Yeah.
This was so cool for you to come into the industry to help us.
Sure. So as many people who know me know, I probably talk too much, but I'll give you the full story. So I'm not an accountant and I'm not a notary. I'm actually an engineer by trade. So my natural instinct is to overanalyze everything to a fault many times, as anybody who knows me really, really well will tell you. But the idea from Notary Gadget actually came from a friend of mine who was a notary, and he was talking originally about how hard it was to track. He was a very busy notary. So he was talking about how hard it was to track all of the payments, especially back when everything used to be issued predominantly by check. It was really difficult to track, checks get lost in the mail. And I mean, even to this day, I'm sure there's many things that are still paid by check, but it was really hard for him to do that. And then on top of that, the other problem that he had was like, he tried QuickBooks and that sort of thing. And he's like, it kind of works okay. But he's like, for us, the invoices always look the same. It's the same thing. Like, they needed something a little more automated. And he's like, I spend so much time trying to do all this stuff. So the idea was, hey, let's kind of come up with something custom built for notaries. And the biggest thing was tracking notarial acts because, you know, I haven't seen QuickBooks in years, but I don't think any of those provide a way that you can easily track your notarial acts and then display them relative to how much they're reducing the amount of self-employment tax. So like in Notary Gadget, for example, it tells you, here's how much of your income is subject to self-employment tax. And that's the way that you write it on your tax forms. So the idea is to make it match up so it's a plug and play for an accountant or tax preparer to do it. So that was the idea. So, you know, I had software background. So I was like, this could be a pretty good idea. So I kind of started coming up with it and he helped me sort of get the, you know, the gist of it. And then honestly, from there, like the initial version, which I was, you know, 10 years ago that we released, from there, it was honestly user input. It was, we've just, you know, we always ask our users for feedback. We love hearing like, hey, this would be a cool thing to add, or there's a better way to do this or what have you. And that's really how Notary Gadget came to be what it is today. So as much as I would love to say, you know, hey, I was this great mastermind behind the idea, I really wasn't. Just kind of had something initially to start with that said, hey, there's a need for this, if we could build something pretty simple. And then, you know, it was just our users constantly giving us feedback and ideas. And, you know, I'm sure we've had many of them for 10 plus years since we originally started. They're still there using Notary Gadget. You know, many of their ideas are part of what the software is today. So I'm always happy and grateful for that too. But that's kind of how it came out. I never was an accountant, but I knew a lot about accounting because I had owned businesses before that. You know, I'd started many, like many of us entrepreneurs do. You start some, you fail some, you know, so on and so forth. But every one of them, you learn something new. And one of the big things I used to do, and still to this day, I bet you I spend, solid 15 hours on a year on the phone with my accountant. And I'm, you know, we're talking about all sorts of accounting topics. So part of the way that I got really educated was the first accountant that I went and saw was a CPA. And I sat down with him and that's what I did. We sat and we chatted for like 2 hours. Like I got an insight into all sorts of stuff. And back then, self-employment tax was a big one because I was self-employed. So, you know, I learned about that one. And then when, you know, I learned about notarial acts being exempt from self-employment tax, I was like, wow, this is huge. Like so many people just don't know about this. So mine, a lot, as I say, I went to the University of Hard Knocks is how I got my accounting background.
No, oh my God, that is really great. I know those of us that always use products, we don't really get a chance to talk to the CEO, the founder of it, and like, where did the vision even actually start? You see what I'm saying? So that's kind of really great that you have. And like, is this your only product, right? That's one of the future questions that I want to answer, but I'm just curious. To listen to the story a couple of times already, do that person have a lifetime membership of Notary Gadget? Are they still a notary, the person that helped you kind of get started in the notary industry? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah. So no, they're not. Actually, he got out of it probably about 2 years after I started it. And he used to live in Michigan where I met him. Right? I knew him for a long time. We were friends from a long time ago. And he's since moved to Illinois or Indiana. I can't remember. I know he was in Indiana for a while and I think he had a house in Illinois or something. But yeah, he's no longer notary, unfortunately, but we still keep in touch every now and then. You know, I'd love to say we get together, but mostly through, you know, text here and there or whatnot. But yeah, it's funny how lives intertwine and, you know, you pick up
what
little things.
What about maybe the legacy of the family that end up coming through as being notary? But yeah, so like, tell us a little bit, like, is this like your own product, like meaning is this the only thing you got started as, you know, coding for notary? And it's like, do you have any other ones that are related? Like, because I know some notaries are like real estate agent, loan officers, investors, you know, like what other products do you actually have that maybe you took and you just fun from it?
So yeah, ironically, it's exactly what happened. So when we first created Notary Gadget, you know, it was out for a few years or whatever. And there was a user who was a realtor and she had sent in and said, hey, I love Notary Gadget. Software is awesome. She's like, do you have anything like this for realtors? She's like, I've been looking around and I can't find anything that's really easy to use. Like that is always our philosophy in everything that we do. We try to make it as easy and as intuitive as possible. We've always felt like that was this hole that had been there in software forever, is that, you know, a lot of software platforms, you pick it up and you're just like, oh my God, what do? I have no idea where to even start. So ours, the intent was to always keep it sort of simple and intuitive. And she was talking about how, you know, again, there's the, you know, one-off type of stuff, that there's the, you know, not to beat up QuickBooks, it's a great software platform, but, you know, it's a one size fits all, right? Like it's designed to do everything, right? It's designed for every kind of small business that you can imagine, which is fantastic. But what our philosophy is we try to build something that's built for a very specific use for a very specific type of user. Mm-hmm. So obviously Notary Gadget's built for notaries, right? If you pick it up and you own an ice cream shop, like it's not going to work for you because it's not designed to be like that. So, you know, one of those is realtors. So she had talked about it and we did some research and we said, wow, there looks like there's some opportunity for this. So we came out with RealtyZam, which is now, you know, I think it's on about year six or seven, something like that. And that's been very successful as well. So if you guys ever go to RealtyZam.com or just Google RealtyZam, it'll come up. But if you ever go there and you look at it, you're like, wow, this looks almost like Notary Gadget. You're like, yeah, a lot of it is the same code that was ported over. You know, again, kind of continuing the story on, we had a RealtyZam user who was like, hey, I love the software. Can I use it to manage my rentals? And we're like, oh, there's another good idea. So we came out with Rental Hero. And again, if you go to rentalhero.io or you can go to .com, it'll take you there too, but, or Google it, it'll come up. But if you look at those, you're like, wow, they all look the same. You're like, yeah, because a lot of them share the same code base and they're all kind of from the same idea. And our philosophy is if it works and it's not broken, then don't fix it. You know,
Exactly.
It works for one, we use it for the other. And, you know, obviously customized for Rental Heroes now customized to manage rentals or manage, you know, investment properties and that sort of thing. So, you know, but if you look at them, a lot of them have very, very similar attributes to them because they are. So.
No, absolutely. I'm so happy that you kind of shared that on this podcast where it's like, if you are advancing and becoming sustainable and you're like, okay, maybe I should be a realtor. Okay, there's another app for you. If you interested, hey, I have investment property now. What do I do? You can have that one. So it's like, it's evolving, right? So I'm pretty sure he got something up his sleeve in the next couple of years.
We're working on stuff. Yep, we're working on stuff. There's still a lot of work to do on all three of those platforms. But, you know, it's like anything. You know, we're strong believers in just keep pushing forward a little bit at a time. And so far, it's worked pretty well. So.
Absolutely. I look forward to the next. Like, I'm serious looking forward. So let's talk a little bit about the concept of an app. I remember for years people were asking, like, do Notary Gadget has an app? I thought I saw the app. Like, and I'm like, okay, so do you want to kind of share with us where the direction of like the app is and the basis?
Yep, absolutely. It's actually in beta testing right now. We're hoping to release it next week. So, yep, we've got beta testers using it on Android. It'll be obviously Android and iPhone. You know, there's no other real platforms anymore, but it's being beta tested right now on them. So far, the feedback's been really good on them. We got a couple finishing touches to put up, but our intent is to submit it to the app stores next week. So if all goes well, hopefully Monday or Tuesday it'll get submitted. It usually takes a few days, assuming there's no hiccups on the way, to get approved, and then it'll be out and we'll make a huge announcement to our entire user base because everybody's been waiting for that one. So, but we want to take our time, make sure we did it right, get some people testing it, make sure that we get the bugs worked out and whatnot. So, you know, we're hoping you guys will enjoy it. But like anything, you know, I'll say this to all our existing users that are out there right now that are, you know, just waiting for this thing, you know, be gentle. The first one is, you know, the first version of anything always has some bugs. I mean, we'll obviously fix them, you know, as quickly as we can. But, you know, we want to hear your feedback. Like, hey, tell us what you think about it. Do you like it? What don't you like? What do you wish it had? All that kind of stuff. So it's our version one. It's pretty comprehensive, actually, much more so than we had originally envisioned doing a version one. But once we got into it, we're like, you know, we might as well just add in all this stuff right now so that when it does get released that, you know, it'll have that same functionality that you have on the website, which for the most part, it has almost all of the same functionality the website does. There's some things that are, you know, some of the reports aren't available on the phone because you just can't format it really for your phone. But, you know, that's something that you're not going to look at every single day. Those are things you're going to look at once a month or something like that. And you're going to want to see them on a big screen so that you can actually read the text and the detail on it.
So what about, glad that you said it, but you always talked about CAN. For those listeners, just going back in my notes, what is CAN, right? You said CAN.
Oh, like a canned email. Yeah. So what I mean by canned email is like a template, right? So for example, you know, you probably send, when you go to do a signing, for example, you might send a reminder email to the person, the signer, every time, but it's the same email over and over and over. So all you're doing is you're like copy, paste, send, right? And that's even assuming that you have it set up well enough to even do a copy, paste. So it goes in every time. So when you do it inside of Notary Gadget, like it autofills everything. So you literally, you create a template, you call it, say, I want to call it this. There is one called the signer reminder. So you put the template in there and it already has everything filled in. It pulls all of that information from the signing that you put into Notary Gadget. So you don't type anything. You just literally click send and it goes, or you schedule it to be sent. So it automatically gets sent at a certain time of day or what have you. Whereas, you know, like, and that's one example, but you might have other ones. Like, say you have a thank you email to a customer, right? Or you have an overdue invoice template or whatever it might be. All of those templates are things that you can create inside of Notary Gadget, and you don't retype anything ever. It just automates everything.
And a lot of notaries are missing out on that opportunity because they haven't explored enough into that. So I'm so happy that that was an extreme notary gem to drop, is that this actually system integrate into your personal business email with Gmail. It also provides you a calendar update when you have the event. So therefore, it's not like it's creating an email on your behalf. No, it is your email that you in your Gmail. So that's like one of the things that a lot of notaries don't know. And I just want to kind of bring that to the surface, right? Yeah. To help them understand, okay, maybe I pay this money every month. Maybe let me just learn a little bit more. What is this can that Ms. Renee is talking about? Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's really interesting you bring this up too, because, you know, and this might be the engineer in me and what I said earlier, like we try to build automation tools. That's what we do. I've always believed that. I'm like, there's no reason that people should have to do repetitive tasks over and over and over again. It's just wasting your time. So I've always thought this too. And you know, there's so many subscriptions that I even personally have in my personal life. And then also in like our, you know, our businesses, we run so many things are automated that we pay money for. And it's crazy because, you know, one of the things that slows you in growth, I think, from, and I'm sure it does as a notary, obviously I'm not a notary, so I've never personally practiced, but in all of the businesses that I've ever owned, like there's so many times when I catch myself doing stuff and I'm like, why am I even wasting my time doing something so small? And it's not adding any value to my business, right? Like it's not helping me grow my business. Like, why do I spend 10 minutes writing emails when I can use a tool that's going to automate it and spend $5 or $10 a month or whatever, which really isn't even $5 or $10 a month because nobody ever factors in the tax deductibility of it. So if you pay something for $100 a year for, and you're in a 25% tax bracket, the real cost is actually only $75 because you're not paying the taxes on that portion that you normally would. So you factor that in and it's like a good example is that one for like basically $6 a month. You're like, there's so many things that you could automate. Like, I don't know, a bunch of my subscriptions are like $10 a month. So those things that I use, like help me. And I'm like, you know, for that 10 minutes I gain back or whatever, however many minutes, usually it's more than that even, but for that time that I gain back, I can then take and use that to do the things that are going to make a bigger difference. In my case, it's doing development or, you know, sitting around and coming up with ideas on what's our next direction going to be or whatever it might be. Like, it's huge though. And I feel like so many business owners and not just notaries, but all of us who are entrepreneurs, like you sometimes catch yourself I'm pretty good at it now, but for years I would catch myself. I'm like, I just spent a half an hour doing something that saved me like $3. Like, oh my gosh, you know, that brings my hourly rate to $6 an hour. I'm like, that was not time well spent. So I try to really automate as much as I can nowadays. So sure, you've probably gone through the similar things, right?
I'm telling you, I remember when just using the software, I was like, what is this? And then I start playing with it and I was like, oh, I can send multiple different templates. And it was just like the coolest thing, I thought, personally. So a lot of notaries I know that just under the Sustainable Notary Academy, they didn't know. So we did definitely do some webinars about that. So we hope that we can push that element of just automation, right?
Yeah, it saves so much time.
Yeah. And even in general, notaries, I noticed that they don't put in the order until the order is over. And I'm like, what? You're not using the system the way it's supposed to. It's going to send out reminders. It's going to pop up in your, they have an API integration with Google. You know, like it's going to pop up in your calendar. Like you don't even ever have to worry about where do I have to go? Right? How far is it from me?
Yeah.
You have to search that on SnapDocs or Notary Gadget or Signing Order and things like that. Like you don't have to do it. It's all in your personal calendar. So I'm just like, how can we move that needle forward in our community? Not just products that exist, but how can we go to the founders and talk about what are some of the cool gems that are missing out, right? And to make your process as an entrepreneur. I always say a notary entrepreneur, because everything I do, I want to make sure you're sustainable, right? And what you just provided was sustainability, right? There's so many moving pieces, right? How do you follow up with a customer? How do you send an invoice? How to make things easier? I didn't create the product. You did. So you just add on the campaign that we're trying to do is just to move that needle forward. And one of the things is also about how do notaries make other opportunity of money, right? And I think that you have like an affiliate program, right? And how can I know that I'm a great candidate for your affiliate program if I'm serious about really referring these resources out to other notaries?
Yeah. So the referral program that we have in place, it's what we call an affiliate program, is it's really designed more for like if you have like a large social media presence. So where you're going to, you know, be touching base with hundreds or thousands of notaries on a regular basis, because the success of any affiliate program and any referral program is that it's a constant thing, right? It's something where you're doing something constantly to, you know, promote it or to even necessarily promote it. You know, it's just telling other people that it even exists is probably enough in most cases. In most cases, people come there and they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. I spent so much time wasted on all these things that Notary Gadget can do. But so our affiliate program is available and it's out there and we welcome you guys. You know, you can always send an email and just ask to support at notarygadget.com and say, hey, or you can go to our website and there's a affiliate link down at the bottom or referral program link at the bottom of our website. So you can check it out there. You can click on it and fill out the information. But we generally look for people who have like a large social media presence, or if you run like Facebook groups or something like that, then that's typically the best fit for our affiliate program. Now, with that being said, we are considering doing a person-to-person referral type of program where maybe you get a credit or something on your account, but we haven't quite figured that out yet. We've still got some stuff we've got to work on in the back end to be able to support that. And then, but you know, for the last, anybody who's been our user for the last year will know that our main focus has been just getting this app ready, which we're, you know, excited to be releasing, hopefully, like I said, next week. So once that gets done, then we'll have some time to kind of focus on some of these other projects that we have.
No, absolutely. I'm so happy that you brought that up. You answer a lot of mystery questions that a lot of people have. Like, this product is so amazing. How can I get on board? How can I create sustainability for myself? Well, if you're a leader in the notary space, you have a Facebook group, you have a podcast, you have literally conferences, meetup, brunches, things that you gather people all together and provide education and content, then I think that it'd be great to have a partnership or affiliate partnership with Notary Gadget. So reach out to support@notarygadget.com. If you're not and you don't, and you, this is the first time that you ever heard of Notary Gadget, make sure you sign up and put Miss Renee on your referral code, California Notary Agency. And if you don't know of adding a new signing service to your list of things, go to California Notary Agency and we'd love to have you add on to our signing service and to give you more orders so you can put those orders into Notary Gadget. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. We have a great, amazing time with the founder of Notary Gadget. You see him himself. You can listen to him. He's smart, brilliant, and trust me, you will see more of him with more products that he has to offer, new dropping gems. Well, what is your last thing that you can really give advice to an entrepreneur, right? A notary entrepreneur. What is the advice that you really want to kind of lead this podcast, having someone know that if I would have known this 5 years before I was an entrepreneur, I would just went so much further.
So, you know, I'm actually a big fan of motivational quotes. It's funny you say this too, because I've said this to a lot of people. The one thing that when you're first starting out in any business, and essentially if you're an independent notary, you are a business, right? Like you are your own business. And, you know, you're going to go through these just crazy ups and downs that everybody has. Every entrepreneur talks about the low times and the high times and everything in between. So I actually had created this routine that would send a motivational quote to me every morning. Something I'd created just for myself to just send me in like randomly. I had like a list of like 100 or so, and it would just randomly send me one. Every morning I'd get up and I'd look at this motivational quote. And I was like, this is something that was, you know, helped me in the morning, especially the tough mornings you wake up and you're, you know, frustrated or feeling defeated from the day before or whatever. And there's one that has always stuck with me, and every person probably has one that will stick with them. But the best one I've ever heard was, fall down 7 times, stand up 8. It just means just don't give up. If you want to be successful at anything, just keep plugging away, plugging away. You hit a problem, you solve the problem. You work your way to the next one. Hit another problem, you solve that one, you keep working. You know, as the famous movie quotes, I love movie quotes too. If any of you guys have ever seen, what's the name? It's the one with Matt Damon where he goes to Mars, Martian. In the end of it, he says, if you solve enough problems, you get to go home. So in business, you solve enough problems, you get to own a nice business. If not, then, you know, you switch and pivot and do something else. But again, keep plugging away and plugging away. So there's the one thing I can try to leave everybody with that hopefully will make their life a little easier.
No, absolutely. I really like that one. I actually put it on the screen right here. It said that it was part of a Proverbs and it says fall down 7 times, stand up 8. And this is pretty, pretty cool. So thank you so much for everything you do. I agree with the quote because trust me, I wouldn't even be a notary if I didn't fail in my business, number one, right? And it was like, hey, so I think that it's just amazing. And I was able to create multiple different companies outside of that. So, hey, this proverb is just amazing. Well, it was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on to the Notary Gem podcast that you can see on Apple Store and also Spotify and iHeartRadio. All right. See you next time.
Thank you again. See you, everybody. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Notary Gem podcast. To learn more about becoming a notary entrepreneur or to find out how Renee can help you achieve your business goals, visit her social media pages or email her at info@msnotaryconsultant.com or visit her website, msnotaryconsultant.com.